picture of what was going on.
In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. Stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts.
Saigon, a U.S. military spokesman said today more than 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls. And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have a headache.
Oh, jeez. I figured this was going to happen. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. It's Friday night, just a little after 6, because people who really like to point out that we're late pointed out that we're late. Mm-hmm. I guess, right. You know, well, we owe them money now or something.
I'm sorry.
There's a checkbox on our tax returns that says had to wait 5 minutes for entertainment.
Yeah, I believe that's worth like $5 per incident you can deduct from your taxes.
Something like that. I'm sure there has to be. How you doing?
I'm fine. I am Claude Balls.
And I am Trencher.
And this is Spank Wagon Radio.
Why you do that? I have the reverb now. Just tell me when to click it.
Oh, well.
You know, just tell me when to hit it. I'll hit the reverb. It's not an exact
I'm going to do it yourself.
You, yeah, really. I homebrew my own voiceover. What? He's taking a shower. Oh, I'm scrubbing my pits. Watch as he rubs his thigh with soap.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on that. I ran out of soap.
Or ran out of...
I ran out of soap.
That's that odor. I thought it was like some like bag of Doritos I got left open in
No,
here.
No. You ever fucking showered with Neutrogena? That's the most uncomfortable fucking feeling. And the shit smells nasty. I might
what
as well
is
be
Neutrogena? I mean, is it a shampoo?
Soap. Oh,
is it
pure facial? Glycerin.
Wait. Your whole body.
Yes.
Ow! Wait a minute. You ran out of soap, so you washed your body with face cream.
No, not face cream. Facial. It is facial soap.
See, I know what. Now that I realize what it is, yeah,
Neutrogena,
I know what it is.
Neutrogena, yes.
You washed your whole body.
Then it got worse. My mom, like, brought me a bar replacement soap. Dove.
Ew.
Dove moisturizes. And that doesn't wash off easy.
No, it doesn't.
Got out of the shower this morning, man, greasy balls. I'm jumping back in, man. I'm like, God damn it, come clean!
Yeah. See, I don't know. For me, it's Zest. I use Zest, and only when I really, really, really have to because I'm out of the bar soap.
I like Irish Spring myself. Got to keep with my heritage.
I don't think Irish Spring is anything to do with the Irish.
Actually, it's true. My fucking aunt came over here 1 year. What's that? Irish Spring, never heard of it. It's not in Belfast.
Yeah.
Of course, it's better, you know. I think Irish Spring would go over a lot better than, say, German Shower.
Oh, my God. Use new German Shower.
You will come clean.
Kills germs dead.
Kill the Jews, keep the master race. Like the Zest commercial, remember? Kill the germs, keep the Jews.
You know what, though? I was watching, what was it, that 70s show? Or not that 70s show, but the VH1's I Love the 70s.
Yeah.
They had a shampoo called Beer.
Beer.
Beer. Beer shampoo made with beer.
Yuck!
Yeah, you get to wash. It was
you been in somebody's car when they spill beer and you get that you smell that stale stench. Yeah, that's all I can picture.
Yeah, so you're walking around and all these women have beer hair. So you know what? I can understand the whole alcoholic issue, especially in the 70s and 80s. If they had beer shampoo, can you imagine a drunk looking at the store going, "I need to get some shampoo and I need to shave because I'm gonna sober up and get a real beer the shampoo."
Yeah. He's fucking gone.
Farting bubbles.
Fell off the wagon, my ass drove off the cliff.
Oh, shit. Hey, let's see. Things we should cover, just to say we covered them.
Our testicles.
Well, I always cover those every morning when I get up, sometimes when I even go to bed. But that's another story altogether.
Yeah, I still fucking soap.
Yeah, you need soap. So everybody, send Claude a bar of soap, care of.
Okay, what I'd like you to do now is everybody go ahead and reach into your parents' wallets and purses, get that green stuff out, and mail it in to Spankwagon Radio. 121 South Martin Luther. Care of.
Care of. Yes, send us money. Yes, yeah. We are listener-funded radio, right?
Yeah, we're
I pay out the ass for everything on this internet show. Yeah, right.
Dude, it's hard, man. If you want, that's what we need to do. We need to have a telethon. We need to have the Spankwagon telethon.
We can barely get a phone to ring in here and record it on for the show. You want to do a goddamn telethon?
It's gonna work, man. We'll set up a PayPal link and everything, man. We'll bring in some good performers of Spankwagon, man, and we'll, like, solicit donations, dude. Telethon, man.
What entertainment are we going to have there, Mr. Lewis?
Your father's name was Jerry, right?
No.
It was. Therefore, you are Jerry's kid.
Oh, I don't think so. I think, Gary, you have a better luck of having your father being named Jerry in this case.
It's too hard to, you know, scrape off the engraving.
What are you talking about, man? Just put a little sticker on there. get an address label. Just write Jerry on it and put it over the top. Come on.
Fine, that'll work. Yeah, sure. My dad will go along with it. Not that he has any choice.
They're talking about soaps in the chat room here. Pumice soap. Pumice. Dude, lava.
Ow.
No,
ow.
No, I'll tell you what. Nightmare of pumice soap. That 100%. Yeah. Wow. What, do we finally get a call in?
Yeah, it's...
This is interesting, okay.
It's my mom. It's nothing.
Did you mute the phone by chance?
No.
I'm like freaking out because I heard something. What does that noise? Pumice soap, though.
It's important she'll call back.
To the voicemail.
Never can't wait for a break. Thanks, Mom.
Fuck. Pumice soap. Anyhow. My grandma had pumice soap. That's what they had on the farm.
There's only one thing worse than pumice soap.
My dad, hold on. I got into some like tar oil or something when I was a little kid. My dad was, first off, he was mad because I wasn't supposed to get dirty. We were dressed up nice to go do family things. Secondly, the only soap that my dad had conveniently handy was a wash rag, a little fingernail brush, and pumice soap.
Ooh.
Made by lava. So.
Don't know lava soap. Nope.
So needless to say.
Well, I can tell you something. That you're lucky it was pumice soap and not
you
something
else. You joked about Silkwood last week.
Could have been borax. Ooh.
No, I thought kids just drank that when they were kids or ate that when they were kids.
No,
that was lie. I forgot.
What kind of fucked up place did you come from? Oh, yeah, that's right. Crank capital of the world.
Crank capital of the world, you know.
I'm surprised you're not in a 12-step program right now.
Hey, I'm clean and sober. I'm just a big, huge fucking nerd, and that's my only... Your phone just won't shut up today, will it?
No.
Let me guess, that's the messages.
Yes.
Yeah.
People just heard that and recognized the chime and go, oh shit, show's over. Yeah, so much for
fun.
Yeah, we're really original here.
You know,
the
wait,
Casio you, demo keyboard and the fucking cell phone tones. We hey, have wait. Our own band.
Yeah. Limousine. You know what though? The funny thing is about the whole deal though is I listened to some criticism. I wouldn't even call it constructive today, this week.
You know, I was actually, I know the same criticism you were, you're speaking of, so I'd like to, you know, since we had similar criticism last time, I think we should do the song in tribute.
Which one?
You know.
We'll get to that after the break, I think.
Yeah, you know exactly.
I think I do. One thing, though, I will say is, you know, for the, all you guys who do listen in, week out, for those of you who pop in once a week or so ever, those of you who just come in to play in the chat room, thank you.
Mad props.
Big time mad props. You know, that's why we do the mad props.
It's actually, in the Talmud in Hebrew, it's actually miswritten. It's the Jews are not the chosen people. Spankwagon listeners are.
Yes, absolutely. Now, one thing I will say after we get done kissing everyone's ass.
He's trying to offend more people.
There you go. But you see, in a way, you didn't.
Yeah,
you just kissed a little ass. One thing, though, I will say is I like it when people download it from the archives, because I'll tell you what, it's nice to know that, you know, people are downloading it, people are paying attention, people can figure out the links, and that's always an awesome thing.
Right.
And I love criticism, I love critiquing, because I'll tell you what, we do put, I don't want to say we put very little effort into this. We've actually put quite a bit of effort into this.
We slave, man.
But
we always put
the effort in at the wrong times, yeah. You know, because we have other things that are going on or problems that happen.
Correct. And we need your help right now. If you like Spankwagon,
Shut up.
Give us money.
No. But when I was told, you guys are all just messed up and you guys have no sense of organization, and I heard when you threw the headset down on Claude because his ego was just rampant. I'm like, yeah, that was pretty funny, huh? Well, you were pissed. You did listen after that, right? Oh, yeah, and then I found you were so disorganized it kind of hurt my ears. You guys need to have telephones. Okay, give us the money. We'll put in telephone bank. You know, we'll do call-ins. We'll do all that. You just had to kill your phone again? Why don't you just take the battery off and piss on it or something, okay?
No, man. It's the only battery I got.
Man. But anyhow, to be completely honest, though, we do thank everyone for listening.
Yeah,
so.
Thanks.
Thanks for the criticism there, Van. We do appreciate it.
He hasn't given a good name yet, so that's what he gets called.
He just gets to be called Van Accessible. Mm-hmm. So, basically, Van Accessible there, you know, thanks for listening in. We do appreciate it. And next time, keep your critiques a little nicer, because you really caught me in a bad day.
What did he like then?
I don't know.
Great.
I just think the fact that he liked that he knew the two people.
Wow.
That seems to be our selling point. If we don't know you, which kind of fits for most
of
our anime.
Speaking of which, he says he's supposed to have somebody listening tonight, so I don't know who this is. He says it's a professor of some sort, so.
Now, apparently, like professors and doctor are professors, and I couldn't get a real job with my degree.
I don't know. Maybe, like, professors and, like, can't fix a hole in a damn boat. I don't know.
But he can make a coconut radio. Come on now.
Right.
Coconut radios and building all these extravagant little doodads and gigas. And there's still a hole in the boat, and they got plenty of wood.
I just love the exercise bike hooked up to the rare earth magnets. And all this happened to be found on an island that got to power the batteries to charge up the radio. And the time they mixed seawater and coconut milk to charge batteries too. Anyhow, we're supposed to like acknowledge whoever this person is. I have no clue.
Okay.
Today,
technically, that's an acknowledgement. Yeah. Let's move on.
And part of this was to recognize that today is official Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Hold on. Chazette, Spankwagon is funded by support of Smith Kroger and by donations from loyal listeners like you.
There we go.
We're so PBS. Can I also have a Carnegie Foundation sponsorship? Anyhow.
Carnegie Foundation.
Reading Rainbow is funded in part by...
Reading...
Carnegie Foundation.
Bad extent. Thank you. Bad relation. Compares to a show that's going out of business because of lack of donations.
Don't!
Thank you. Couldn't pick something better, couldn't you?
What else is there on PBS that isn't British or reruns? Nope. Mr. Rogers dead, so in Sesame Street would be it.
Something less commercial.
Something much less commercial.
Nova.
Ooh, Nova.
And,
I used to watch
I don't
Red
know.
Dwarf.
I don't watch PBS.
I do. I used to. I've always watched, like, Red Dwarf, which is a really hilarious sci-fi show.
Yeah, Smegon, yes.
Yes. And Red Green, which is something that was really popular in the Midwest. Like, really was funny, like, the first couple seasons and died out a horrible death.
You know, speaking of Midwestern programming, what I heard was very funny was apparently in Midwest, in, like, Iowa and, like, all the other Corn Belt states and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this, but in the late 90s, Weird Al Yankovic had his own Saturday morning cartoon show.
Yes, he did.
And it got huge ratings there because everybody's waiting for the crop report to come on right after.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So people were stuck watching Weird Al Yankovic before they could get their
weather report. I remember he had a cartoon show, but I don't think...
Live action.
Was it?
Yeah, apparently.
You're right. No, you're right. There was something.
I'm
recalling vaguely. It was right after UHF. But I don't know. I mean, if they played it on Sunday, because I always seem to, that was like the worst thing. When you're a kid growing up in the Midwest, your TV consisted of, you know, whatever cable
rabbit
and all that stuff. No, and before cable, you had the locals. This is pre-cable, so. But you had the local stations. You had the
you
PBS.
Had Square Dancing.
Hold on.
Which I had to take in
everyone,
school.
Everyone had to take Square
Dancing.
But
I live in L.A., dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Why the fuck would I need to know Square Dancing? Don't see. Take your partner to and fro, spin around, and no see do. You know how odd that is?
Yeah, I can just imagine a lot of Armenian cholos trying to square dance. That's the only thing I can picture right now from your school. Armenian cholos trying to square dance.
I don't know. I was.
Was there such a thing as an Armenian cholo?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, just make it sure.
Armenian gang member. Great, there you go. Thank you. Piss off the racial.
You know what? I have to ask. Never mind.
You don't even know what Armenian people are.
I have no clue. All I know is the pictures in your yearbook, they all had monobrows, and even though men and women all had a exuberant, just a mass of facial hair.
Men and thank you, yes. Okay. Spank Wagon was brought to you by until we lost our sponsors. Thank you.
Well, look at it this way.
You got numbers on your shirt. What do they say?
9900.
Okay, I just want to say, make sure it wasn't 311.
Hey, man. We could be considered a branch of the ACLU. We're sticking up for everyone equally.
Yeah.
It's like that girl in California. She got she basically is now trying to sue the state because they told her that she could not have a Caucasian club. She goes, there's a Hispanic club, there's a Chinese club, there's an Armenian club, there's, you know, all these clubs for all these ethnicities and whatnot, but there is no Caucasian club.
And?
Well, they told her, you can't have one. That's insensitive. And she goes, but I'm not invited to their clubs. That's insensitive.
And?
Pending litigation. California's that's the fucking California state motto. You look at the flag and you see the bear, you see that little banner underneath. Welcome to California. We're always pending litigation.
God. I pissed off a teacher one time.
How so?
I go, if there's a red star on the California state flag, does that mean we're communists? It was this diehard history teacher. That was great.
History teacher or coach?
History teacher.
Were they also a coach?
No.
Wow, that's rare. Most history teachers seem to be made in to be coaches.
Had a fucking master's degree working on his PhD. He's like, yeah, I'm just taking this job because it's easy and it pays money enough till I can, you know, get my PhD and go to college. gee, thanks for molding young minds, you fucking...
Hey, man, molding young minds or just being amazingly selfish? It seems to be something that you can relate to.
Molding young minds?
No, being amazingly selfish.
I'm not selfish, man. I think of how my glory will affect others.
On second thought, let me rephrase it. Let me take that selfish other and just put a...
like, I was...
If eagles were gay, you're flaming, okay?
No, eagles are not gay for me, dude.
You're a flaming ego.
No, that's not... That's... No.
Yeah?
I think not.
Yes.
No. I'm humble.
We're not. No, wait. You know what?
I'm humble.
You know,
and
we're not going to get into this too.
If it were that, right there, man, my ego would be straight, dude.
Wait,
my ego would have like fucking been homophobic enough to kill you right now. See, that's a shitty comparison you had, which led off to a fucking uninspirable tangent.
Not again. Just not again.
Not again. What?
The ego argument. That's all. Hey,
hey man.
Hey,
I'm not arguing. I like me. It's okay.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Quoted in the newspaper 2 weeks in a row.
God.
Full page ad.
Oh, where were we? Where were we? We were somewhere. We actually...
Cultural and... California!
Cultural insensitiveness.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you know, like I said...
California! Uber Alice!
Exactly. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I mean, should there be a Caucasian club?
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair and why?
Do I think there should be a Caucasian club?
Yeah.
In all honesty, yeah, I do, but not for the reasons you think.
What are your reasons? Why would you want to have a Caucasian club?
Because first of all, people. And I'm not saying this as a white guy or anything like that. I'm actually being culturally neutral on this one. People get offended every time anybody has I mean, face it. The only holiday that white people have is St. Patrick's Day. When it comes to a pride holiday.
Holiday, but yeah, but now it's a gay holiday now.
It's not gay.
Well, there's all those gay marchers that march during the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Since gay people march, that makes it a gay holiday?
Well, they're starting...
Dude, look at the fucking Hollywood Christmas parade, dude. That's
I've never
fucking
seen the
gay.
Hollywood Christmas parade.
That's fuck. How can you not see it? They broadcast it here in Vegas.
You know what? I guess I
for some reason, we're considered a market for everything LA.
Everything California, but anyhow...
Yes, thank you.
Everything California. We East California.
You can't see the Padres game, and you can't see the Oakland Athletics game because you're a market.
Yeah. Huh? What? But you know what? It's something that I could say is I'm not a big parade fan.
No.
Not a big parade fan. Oh, okay. Woo, parades.
Wow. I wish I'd heard that a year ago when you and your wife were talking about camping out to watch the Rose Parade.
She wanted to camp out. She, not I. Not I. I could say that right now very, very, very assuredly.
Anyhow. Getting back to everything.
Why would you want to have a Caucasian club?
Yeah, because people automatically assume that it's anytime white people gather for any sort of a pride thing, they assume it's some sort of racial thing, okay. Like it's a supremacy thing, which obviously is not true because of this right here. Mm-hmm. So I think when people start looking at that going, oh, you're just getting together because you're racist and that's stupid, maybe they'll take a look at their own selves and what they're doing.
They won't. You know they won't.
Give it
a chance. People don't do that. People will always, always, always instinctively go, ha, you're doing that. Well, what about your club? Our club is to promote our own ethnic so we can be above you. Mm-hmm. Well,
there's already landmark cases right there, too.
How so?
Matter of fact. Well, there was a big problem down in Georgia. There was a high school prom where they had...
the black prom.
The black prom only. So the whites had their white prom only, and then they had a prom where everybody was invited. They said most everybody attended the neutral prom, and the people that they interviewed there, black and white and every other ethnicity, said the segregated proms were stupid. But I think, that's very interesting because that's something that they see in the future right there is a self-imposed segregation that is really going to start tearing in people into liberals, and it's really going to start breeding conservatives. I really don't think, and I'm not. This is not the fucking O'Reilly factor, okay? So I'm not going to get into
political. No, you haven't
stuff.
Really slammed anybody down or called them all idiot liars.
Exactly. Thank you. No, but I think...
You're an idiot liar!
I think
I'm always right.
Right. I think individuality is good because, you know, I can speak from that kind of experience firsthand of being excluded in that sense right there. Where, I mean, I don't mean on a race factor. I mean just because I was white, I was really excluded from a lot of stuff and was really not a part of the community in any way, shape, or form. I don't mean a ethnic community. I mean the place where I lived. I was really excluded right there. So I don't think individual clubs like that are necessarily good. I mean... You know, it's good in some senses here or there. I can kind of understand. But, you know, I think that in all honesty, I can understand wanting to preserve one's heritage. But you know what? Everybody becomes Americanized here.
The problem is, what is it? I mean, everybody can become Americanized. And one thing that I find very surprising is the fact that, you know, you talk about the self-segregation, the self-imposed segregation.
Self-imposed segregation is
you know, anybody who doesn't think it occurs, think back in high school when you were in the lunchroom.
Dude, I can give you a great example. A fucking totally great example.
Think about it, though. High school, lunchrooms. Even junior high and elementary. Maybe not as much in elementary, but definitely junior high, definitely high school.
Oh, yeah.
Think about who sat together and where. All the geeks, and I don't mean like the good geeks, like computer geeks. I mean like total crack-ass, drooling nose nerds. You know, you got the black students over here. You got a bunch of preppy students over here, you know. So where did you sit?
I was in the fucking mix-up. Over there, dude.
Okay, so you kind of sat with a little bit of everybody.
Dude.
That's good.
We were excluded from everything, okay? Because we had, like, one of each, literally. I don't think there were two of the same of anything in my circle of friends, were race-wise.
That's cool.
I was the only white dude. Okay, there was only one Mexican guy. There was only one Puerto Rican guy. All right, only one Armenian guy. Only one Vietnamese guy. Only one Korean guy. I shit you not. There was not
Holy
a duplicate
shit.
Of anything.
You had lunch with the League of Nations.
Literally, man. It was like a fucking UN, except for the janitors hated us. We would make a loogie pile.
Oh.
And we would just keep spitting and spitting. And it would be this fucking lake of... It was nasty. Anyhow, yeah, I know. No, I'll give you a good example of that too.
Okay,
a real good sociological experiment. And the original filming of Planet of the Apes, right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there were the three classes of ape.
Yeah.
There was
the warrior, the intellect, and the worker,
which was going forth respectively: gorilla,
orangutan,
and chimpanzee.
And chimpanzee.
What was very interesting is you know the people that played those right there. Were of all ethnicity and races. So, and I don't mean like black people play gorillas. I don't mean that. I mean like they had some black folks were gorilla, chimp, and, you know, orangutan. Same with whites and a couple Asian people and some Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
And before, and when they had the casting, before they got into makeup, they said all of the ethnic groups would hang out together. And as soon as they got into their makeup right there, when it came to the commissary, when craft services, when it came time to eat right there, they said all the orangutans would sit together, all the chimps would sit together, and all of the gorillas would sit together for the characters. They would all sit together, and the humans would sit together too, man. Didn't matter what the color of skin was right there, but they would define themselves by character type.
See, and that happens a lot with people.
And, yeah, well, it's natural.
You want to go back, yeah, you want to really think about it. You can actually go back into prehistory. It's tribal. You know, that's exactly what it is. And I don't mean tribal as in the fucked up tattoos or tattoo places here.
Thank you.
Just want to point that out for us, Vegas.
Thank you.
But,
I just think that a lot of these clubs right there, I think while it is good to have pride and whatnot and yourself and things, I don't think that they're... I think, in my opinion, from the interaction I've had with a lot of them, is I think they actually breed a lot of own race supremacy in some cases.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to have I think, in all honesty, if you're going to have an ethnic club like Filipino club or Latino club, or I'm sorry, in L.A., Chicano, or if you're going to have like a Middle Eastern or Asian club, or even a Caucasian club, I think aside from having these clubs for the purpose of preserving one's own heritage, I think they should also be guided by some sort of school official or something of that sort, you know, to really not only, you know, preserve one's heritage, but to also also push for acceptance of everyone else.
And I agree with that. If you do those kind of clubs, and in all honesty, I don't know about high school. I can't remember because I was never really part of any group in high school, like a club, except drama. And drama was its own creature. Unaffected by completely by race, creed, color, or financial background, or anything of that nature. So that was like, you know, you want to talk about like your group, that, you know, drama clubs are like that. But anyhow,
Eternal lord of the dipshits.
Yeah, well, getting back to this though, like Chazad said, he notices it in college, in the food courts on around campus. Yeah, you're right, it does. I mean, I you know, now that I think about it, I notice it when I'm at class. You know, you'll get a group, even inside of a classroom where everybody's coming in at their own pace, certain groups of people always cluster with each other. It's a tribal mentality. It always has been, always will be, but getting acceptance of others, not acceptance, but learning and understanding other cultures and everything like that,
accepting.
That is very important.
Now,
one thing I want to bring
and
up.
And respecting.
And respect it. Not only know it, but respect it. You know, you don't have to take it on as your own or anything crazy like that.
Have pride in yourself, respect yourself, but, you know, really learn to deal with other people.
Exactly.
You know, it's great. You are an individual. Good for fucking you.
Yes.
Now recognize that there's other people. That's all I'm saying that I think they should do. And I don't think they push that enough in these cultural clubs.
Now, one thing I can say from experience now is that we had a cultural thing at our employment. Something they do, because we do have so many different styles of people that work there and different cultures and different races.
Oh, yeah, that's where we had that. I was stuck inside.
And some of the things they did was pretty cool, like the different foods, although a lot of it was stereotypical, predictable foods. You know what? Fine. There were other things.
You should represent Ireland. Boiled some fucking meat.
There was a bunch of other things that were there, such as they had some Hawaiians. They also brought Hawaiian tribal dancers and stuff like that. It was really cool. But then they had a group... that was there doing a presentation for African American history.
Yeah.
And what they read was
I heard about this from Flying J.
Yeah, what they read, I guess, was slam poetry.
Yeah.
And from what has been reported to us actually by longtime somehow listener via work release program
via
or whatever.
Proxy.
Yeah, via proxy, Flying J.
Yeah.
He said that it turned into pretty much kill white man, not kill white man, but blame white man.
Yeah.
Whitey put me away, yay. You know?
Yeah, and everything else.
It was really weird to think. Hold on, let me give it
to
my point
here. Yeah, go
ahead,
I'm sorry.
It was really weird to think, you know, someone who works at this company says, you know, is reading this poetry and reading this, I don't know really what to call it. You know, I guess I'll stick with the poetry.
Spoken word
poetry. You know, they're reading this amongst co-workers, who they're going into the down with Whitey sort of attitude,
which was really kind of...
You really alienate people with that, you know?
Yeah, and I heard about that from several... So Flying J was the first one, but I also heard that from different sources. It was really weird because, I mean, everybody else seemed to be... Every other culture or diversity thing right there...
positive.
They presented themselves and give a shit about anybody else and said, this is us. Want to learn about us here? Yeah, it really wasn't interaction with anything else, but it was all positive, definitely,
And then this, and then this, and then you know, to me that sends a negative message. Now, my question is then, is because if someone does that, why, what motivation do they have to go with that approach? You know, because it would alienate, you know, it's something that,
I don't know,
that can be very alienating. It's something that, you know, can be derogatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And to be honest.
Not beneficial in any way.
And to be honest, I'm not being a fucking dick about this, because I can be a dick and all, you know. You know, of course.
Oh, I know.
I just, in all honesty, if I was there, I would have been totally offended, and I would have talked to somebody. I would have said, you know what, I don't dig this. You know, this needs to, like, stop. I'm not up on this or whatnot ever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just not cool to me.
Who knows? Who really knows? Because I guess in some respects it's just, you know, it's portraying the stereotype and living it up. And it's, you know, because something like that's just more harmful than actually showing your culture.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, I didn't see all of it, man. But did, like, anybody, when they showed their culture, like, with food or, and I know they had some salsa dancers and stuff like that. Did anybody actually dress in their fucking garb or anything, you know, like their peasant clothes?
No, I don't think they did. I don't know. I didn't catch a lot of it.
That's what I dug, man. Everybody was, like, talking about the pride in their own culture right there, but it was very American. Because they were like still like, you know, we're American, this is what's behind us. Mm-hmm. So I was digging that.
Something here Vert mentions here is what confuses him is the way some people are so sensitive to stereotypes. He goes on to say that I have stereotypes, and sometimes they absolutely entertain me.
Good point.
Just how stupidly or, you know, how he sometimes reacts.
Good point, and I'll agree with that as well. Because, you know, there is, of course, you know, stereotypes of white people, which, you know, I get on my fucking, you know, whitey rant, you know. Mm-hmm. Not whitey rant. It's not like I'm complaining about a fucking listener. No. No, I do my white man impersonation, you know, where I just do the, you know, ultra uber Caucasian shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's funny to me, you know. Stereotypes, I think, are beneficial in a sense of we can look at them and go and just laugh at ourselves sometimes to see what we are.
Mm-hmm. I know that
when it's used to attack somebody, no, that's not cool. But when you can just do that shit to, you know, just fucking, you know, laugh and just, you know, go fuck it, dude. You know,
mm-hmm. Actually, the one that Vert brings up here is a really funny one that I was there and I witnessed. He was laughing because he made a comment about my wife not doing the laundry. He goes, "But you're, you know, you're a woman. You're supposed to do laundry."
Oh.
He was being so smart-assed.
Yeah.
Because now Vert has this wonderful thing, you know. He can piss people off in like five words or less when he wants to. He hit it off in three with my wife. Which she then blew up, and I'm just
You're
going,
a woman.
And I'm just saying, yeah, pretty much. And then and what I was kind of laughing at is we were talking about somehow laundry or Michelle needing to do laundry or me going, "Ooh, I need clean socks for tomorrow," or something like that. It came up in conversation. Mm-hmm. And,
Just casually.
And Vert said something, and then all of a sudden, Michelle just went through the roof. Oh, yeah, that's right. Vert remembers. Good memory. We were talking about colors.
Yeah.
A stupid conversation. Yeah, you put whites with whites, darks with darks, and reds with reds. You know, my wife's like, you just throw it all in. And, I had a lot of pink clothes.
Really?
Yes.
Your wife does fucking laundry that way?
Used to. I got on her case about it. I was like, "Look, I can't handle this."
God damn, man.
Even
my dad was like, "You know, you're gonna have to learn to do this shit yourself." So I turned like 13. He's like, "Here, here's a fistful of quarters and the soap. Clean your fucking clothes."
There you go. But no, it was funny because, you know, he thought it was funny that a woman didn't know how to do laundry.
So he's teasing her about that.
He's teasing her. Pure and simple. I'm laughing. I'm finding it absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
You know.
Because, you know, it's...
But I realized that I had to do the cleanup work. I was a little pissed at Nate, not because, you know, he said what he said. I thought it was actually hilarious, but...
Well, it's been the same with me. I've said shit to piss
your
wife
off. The fact
that
I just had to go, okay, now I have to do damage control. Here comes Trench, damage control expert. Yeah, great. Anyhow.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, same thing. You take it out of the race. Put it as a sex thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Put it as an education level thing. You know, I have my stereotypes and my prejudices against GEDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. Everyone has them.
Yeah, it's actually a good point. You know, I'm very open to all levels of education, but Trencher actually looks down on me.
In a little bit of a way, I do, but...
You do, totally, man.
No. Oh, here
my
we go.
Education.
No, we've talked
you
about
that. You don't go to college and you got a GED.
Hey, it's just one of my theories,
Mister,
that...
You know, if you were my kid, I'd have fucking, you know, busted your ass and you're going to stay in school. I'm sorry, not Mr. Mrs., because your wife said that. No fucking way in hell my son would have a GED. Your wife said that to me. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
You're very prejudiced.
I have, in that respect,
I'm lucky
yes.
I'm able to get in the door, dude.
Yeah, that's why we unlocked it for you just to walk in. Asshole.
I was just breaking in. You know me.
Yeah.
You know us white people. We just break in your house.
You
steal your shit.
Uneducated white people.
Yeah. White man's burden and shit, man. Come in, have Harry Belafonte sitting on the goddamn couch.
Bert, you were teasing her. And yeah, Bert was like, you know what? He remembers that I was telling him, shut up. Shut up now.
I've been there, done that with you and your wife. I'll say something to piss her off, and I was like, this is too funny. I'm going to run with this. Except for the problem is I don't run with it. I grab it and throw it over a fucking cliff.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here, shut up. Shut the hell up. All right, yeah. I think we're going to go ahead and
take a break.
Take our first break. You are listening to the world's greatest internet radio show.
That will ever be Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back in a few moments.
Don't you go nowhere.
Goodbye, yeah. Michelle, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air. With the flowers everywhere. I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach. Starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
شوف شوف ملا جو كيفاش الدنيا حليت توا عاد وقت بحر وقت سهريات اهو جانا فصل الصيف صاحب الشفات باي باي مشي لي فيلاس صاحب المترات كي نمشيو للاس فيلاس نتلم ولاد وبنات نقعدو اون جروب ولا نقعدو كوبلوات ويبدا عاد اللعب والتنجيز والفجات واحنا كيكو يبدا علينا برشا سيرفرات هيا قولي شتوش بلا توا نهزك للتواليت ياخي شبيه يحكي هكا خش عليه عفات صغير روحو حاجه هو زبله من الزبلات بالله تقص علينا واطلب حاجه من الحاجات قال يا سيدي زوج ديريكت وسته جاز وجات واحدة فانتا واحدة كوكا بيقي بيبسيات كان فما شي شاهدني معها زوز ولعت
حركة شفرة
سي
شفرة
حار خايد هو
خو خراب بوت قمام
رها
داخ تشالي
يا بس هم
Welcome to Spank Wagon Radio. We represent everyone. We are now being going to be culturally insensitive.
You fucking mick.
Wow, that's racist of you, dude.
Very culturally insensitive, too.
Well, I could really strike back and hit you hard right now.
Go for it.
At least I know I'm a mick.
Hey, folks, Spank Wagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Of course, I have to laugh. We were just talking how, boy, we really did a good opening segment. Yeah, we were very polite and smart about it and everything, and then we do this.
Yeah. You know, we're born to undo ourselves.
Of course.
I got it. Let's build this great idea. People will love it, and then we'll just tear it all down and piss on it.
Piss it away. I know, and then we'll do it every year and call it Burning Man. Long
story. Hey, Burning Man was canceled, dude.
No, Burning Man is not dead.
Nuh-uh, it was canceled. Nobody got their shit together to show up. I read it on Onion.com.
The Onion. Yeah, and I also just read on The Onion how Congress is now being outsourced to India.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
I love that one, too, man.
Hey, you're a geek. I don't know. Are you a Star Wars fan?
A little bit.
Principal Photography just wrapped up on Episode 3.
Dude, and David Lee Roth, man.
You know, you saw that photo of Anakin. It's definitely not David Lee Roth.
Fucking looks like David Lee Roth.
No, it does not look half as strung out.
Dude,
although the first thing I said was...
Everywhere I go,
at first thing I did say... First thing I did say, though, is it looks like he's on a little bit of heroin. Who knows?
Dude,
hey, he's Hollywood, though. All Hollywood people are on heroin, right?
No, fucking what's-his-face over in the CBS division, man, was trying to say it looked like Frodo. Don't look like Frodo.
No, it does not look like Frodo.
And Red Rum was like, looks like hairband. Kind of Bon Jovi. Like,
yeah, it does
I'm
look
like,
hairband.
No way, man. That's David Lee Roth styling right
what
there.
Who do you think was part of the hairband genre?
Genre.
Fuck you. I got to use my 50 cent words.
God
in like
damn. Let's see. Either A, you're too fucking uptight. The hairband genre. Along came a band called Twisted Sister.
I'm Agent Todd. Here
Agent
to talk
Todd.
To you about hairband.
The genre.
The genre that That's it is.
Know your dope fiend. His eyes will be covered with tea shades. And he will attempt to attack you. His pants will be stained with encrusted semen. From violently jacking off when he cannot find a rape victim.
Ow! Oh, shit! That's harsh. No, actually...
Mad props.
Mad props, yes, yes. basically, it looks like they ended it yesterday. They're starting up on the 18th month of post-production work now.
What? Oh, Star Wars.
Star Wars Episode 3.
18 months of post?
So, all those
Good
effects.
God!
George Lucas put so many goddamn effects. You know, we've bitched about it before. You know, Spakewagon is all for au naturel in the films. And
hey, you want to see a movie doesn't need effects and looks fucking killer?
Hmm.
Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm agreeing. Yeah, I'm agreeing. You know?
18 months.
18
Good
months.
God.
Yep. So they're going to be, looks like they're going to be working on that one for a long time, and that means it's out, what, 2004? At the same time that...
I think it's going to be, what, 2005?
Around the same time that it gets out, they're going to say that it's, whatchamacallit, they're going to release the episodes 4 through 6 on DVD, finally.
I'm not going to buy them.
Why not?
I want to wait till it comes in one gigantic fucking.
You know, that's what I'm waiting for too. The box.
I will not buy any Star Wars shit till they come out with one huge. I don't care if it costs $200. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Get all
just
fucking,
get it all at once. Get it over with.
Have it matched.
That's my sort of my same approach with the Lord of the Rings discs.
I will buy them because it's supposed to be complete. Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I'm not going to buy one disc at a time.
Well, I'm waiting. What I'm doing right now is I'm going to wait until November when the actual extended version and everything comes out for the second movie.
Mm-hmm. And then I've just seen the second movie. I did.
Yeah, second
movie's bad.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Cool.
I liked it. I really liked it. I liked it a lot more in the first movie, but.
Yeah.
For those of you, yeah, it's going to take 18 months to make it not suck. I'm sorry. It's Lucas nowadays, you know. I'm sure he's going to figure out another way to put in either Muppets or some sort of kiddie factor appeal like he's done the other films. So Lucas doesn't make hard films anymore.
We should think of any change.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. You know, one thing I will say is that he doesn't make hard films anymore. He doesn't make, you know, he makes B-movie films.
I'd like to see episode 3 kind of be a cross between, you know, Empire and THX 1138.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very barren and...
I think it'll kick ass. You know what I'm looking forward to with episode 3?
Mm.
In all honesty, and I know I have a gut feeling I shouldn't be doing this because it's like building yourself up and hoping for something you know you'll never get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for a violent Star Wars film.
That's not going to happen.
You know, just fucking... Yeah, dude, that's not... No, I mean, like, fucking rage. Not, I killed them all, and the women and children. I started to see, like, yeah, work with it, and then it peters off.
Scene change.
Yeah. I mean, like, some epic fucking battles, right? Like, I mean, like, between fucking Luke and Vader. That kind of shit, man. Seeing some fucking rage coming out, dude.
Mm-hmm. Like you saw in the 4, 5, and 6 years ago.
Right.
You know, you saw... For, you know, what... He told more
Luke
of a story.
Luke was a puss
story.
When fucking Owen and... what's her face? It's not Methuselah. What is it?
Beru?
Beru, thank you.
Well, yeah, he was a puss when he was a kid, but now... No,
they're dead.
As the movies progressed...
Yeah. I just thought he was, like, really weak, man.
Yeah. Want to hear some really sad news? This is very much in the tech sector. They're saying now that... The banking industry is going to be switching over a lot of their ATMs to run a stripped-down version of Windows.
Yeah, great.
They're looking at a projection of 65 to 70% of the ATM machines running Windows by 2005. And this is, you know, working in an ISP, we learn about all the different viruses, Windows exploits.
It's a bad idea. Even the government right now is looking at Microsoft going, you need to clean this shit up. Mm-hmm. You people with your defective product are a threat to national security by allowing these patches.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I'm really leery about the whole national security because, like, the Digital Rights Management Act, dude, that thing is trying now to go after some weird people. And I'll actually get to that later on once I can find the article. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's an insecure operating system. You have so many different people and everything saying, oh, it sucks, it sucks, it sucks. But yet you have people like the banks listening to the pocketbooks more than the actual, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to, yeah, they'll part implement the problem, this. They'll pay to implement
yeah,
this.
Part
they
of the problem, too,
fucking
is there's a reason why they got to switch over from it finally, man. And there is a reason why a lot of financial institutions are fucking, you know, dead on. There's still, you know, most of the ATMs you see nowadays are running OS Warp, OS 2 Warp.
Yeah, very old
yeah.
software.
Problem is, the
unsupported, it's actually almost abandonware.
Yeah.
A lot of the applications in it is abandonware.
Well, not totally. I mean, IBM does support a lot of it. Well, not necessarily IBM and a lot of the things, but Diebold, they're a real heavy user of it right there. Supposedly...
Hold on, stop. Yes, ATMs are on the internet.
Yes.
For anybody who says they're not, I have seen ATMs torn apart several occasions. You either have the smaller kiosks, which are dial-up modems... Or you have larger kiosks, which are actually UBR connected up to the main, up to their main nodes.
Correct.
Actually, excuse me. The UBRs are the main nodes per ATM. They each get their own UBR.
Yeah, they have to be because they're dedicated with bank machines.
And then it all feeds right into the regular CMTS, which feeds into, regular nodes, which feeds into a CMTS, which feeds into whatever regional data center they run
off.
Well,
not a CMTS is something related to the cable data industry only. But the architecture of the system, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't even realize this. Like for Nevada State Bank, when they went over to First Security Bank, before they got kicked out and the merger fell through, they were going to move a lot of their financial equipment over there to, you know, have to manage the central databases for the money handling. They actually ran fiber from downtown all the way up to Spring Mountain Road. You know, they had to do that. When it comes to the banking industry, they don't fuck around.
No, and
they
like,
want
fiber. You know, they said it's extremely well protected and worked, and that's great. But buggy code is buggy code. And we're not talking about necessarily that, you know, people are going to write viruses and anything for ATMs.
No.
What I mean more along the lines of, the fact that you go to an ATM and you will see where it's offline. Why? Something crashed. I wouldn't want to be at an ATM
Very
that got a blue
rare.
Screen of death.
Very rare. I've seen pictures of that. That's fucking classic.
I've seen blue screen of death on the marquees down on the strip, though. So that's, you know.
Yeah. No, but what it is to be honest with you right there, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Not at all. I think what they should do, in all honesty, is I think somebody should fucking Diebold should pony up the cash, and they should come out with a newer version, a 64, at least a 32-bit version of OS2 Warp,
mm-hmm.
more and keep it as listed and labeled as proprietary software, and keep it that way.
Yeah, that would do it. But yeah, it's something to look out for.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not worried about viruses or anything like that at all with ATMs going to Windows machines. You know what? I'm telling you what would be fucking killer about that.
Hmm.
All you got to do, bro, is get a fucking laptop, man. Make it an emulator. Unplug the kiosk from the fucking line. Plug it into your laptop. Swipe a fucking stolen card through, or even your card, or what the fuck ever. Just go run it through. You're fucking done. Stolen card would be better. That way you could fucking wipe out the account and tell it's like infinite right there. And the ATM gets all of its data from when it downloads and contacts the server. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole an ATM card, person you steal it from, they're not fucking liable. And yeah, granted, there's a printed permanent record inside on the secondary receipt printer, because
mm-hmm.
there are two paper reels inside. But yeah, can you imagine that, man? Just fucking emptying out fucking mini ATM kiosks and shit.
That's interesting.
That is going to be the fucking wave of the future.
Well, that's part of the theft thing right now. I mean, I'm very careful nowadays when I'm using my ATM.
No, that's different. That's different. That's where people are stealing money from you.
Hold on.
I'm talking about stealing from the ATM.
Yeah. One thing I know that right now, I mean, I check my card reader to make sure it's actually meant to be on the thing. Because you get a lot of card readers that are not meant to be on there, you know, or the ones that are just simple swipers.
Oh, yeah.
Shoom. You want to check all that.
Yeah, that actually started in Macy's.
Yeah, there's something else that's going on now. Right, they're talking about they're putting dummy faceplates on ATM machines. Mm-hmm. Adds another inch to the ATM machine, and what it does, it's an extra line of reader. So it reads, goes in the machine, reads, comes back out.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it actually captures that information off the phrase.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is they'll take the, captures the number pad, you know, keyed in,
mm-hmm.
you know. When they want to, they just pop off the face and walk off with it. It's scary shit that people are able to do this.
It's not nothing new. Macy's had that. Macy's was the first place to have that problem. They had corrupt personnel in there, and what they were doing, and I fucking love this. You ever seen a Tiger Direct catalog for mm-hmm. computer equipment?
Yep.
Okay, Tiger Direct caters to like small businesses, right?
Yeah.
One of the things they had is for a credit card reader system, right? What it was is you could take the fucking credit card reader, and some guy made an adapter. We could take and wrote the fucking program for it. Take a credit card reader, stick it to the side of a Palm Pilot, and go swipe, and it would read all the shit off right then and there.
Yep.
Got all the fucking information. Fucking killer, man.
Absolutely.
Totally great. Got the code.
That's
the
one of the
number, the expiration date, and the fucking security code on the back of the card.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing that they're talking about right now. Is another thing is you know, when you give your cards and everything to people at stores. Be careful, you know, because mm-hmm. you may be giving it to someone who does have a palm reader and who will go shit-chink and just record your information for
possible
later use. Oh, yeah, it's
dangerous
later use.
Dangerous.
So, other geek technical news here. It looks like someone is going to be suing or is suing Apple, Dell, Gateway, HP, and others for misleading consumers about the size of a hard drive.
Oh, let's not figure in that, you know, part of the hard drive space has to actually be eaten up for an OS to write itself.
Well, one of the things, it's, you know, they talk about the whole fact that it's done in binary, so when you get a, you know, a gig is not necessarily a gig in binary. So they're actually, I'm going to be following this on more news down the road, because what they're talking about here is they're saying that because, you know, one gig is actually 1,024 megabit, that we're getting screwed on hard drive space because we actually are buying, you know, let's say hypothetically 1 gig of hard drive and only getting 1,000 megabit. So we're being screwed out of that, you know, that extra 24 meg.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. I guess it's going to be along the same lines as, you know, why like grocery, or not groceries, but processed foods have to say contents may settle.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, and this is something that happened in Waterloo, actually, in Waterloo, Iowa, with Rath Packing, is they would say 10 pounds of ham. Let's hypothetically, Todd, give a number out. 10 pounds of ham, and there would only be 8.5 pounds, or something even less noticeable, actually, like 9.5 pounds of ham in a 10-pound can of ham. Well, they'd take that 0.5, save it for another can, and then they would rack up, you know, just thousands millions of dollars.
Like Superman 3, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things, and, you know, people are doing that. Well, they're saying they're trying to do that hard drives now. So who knows how that goes. I think it's going to be something worth watching.
True. And we will cover that. We'll bring you live coverage here on Spankwagon Radio.
Yes. And yes, today's Spankwagon Radio is brought to you by all the stories on Slash Study, because these are all caught my mind.
Yeah.
I sure in the hell ain't going
out there. There be stories on Slash. Arr.
Hey, that's another one.
I forgot to
finish it. Because you know what?
Arr, pirate booty likes hard drive space. Arr.
So, let's see. Reading more news. Hey, yeah. FARC is also a good place for news. If you guys want to read what I'm reading and hear what we have to talk about, FARC is where I like to get a lot of news.
Kiss my ass, FARC. Make your goddamn site navigable.
They do. You're just an idiot.
My ass, man. You ever fucking kiss... Fuck you, Drew Curtis, asshole. Make a goddamn site where I can at least navigate it. Shit,
here's an interesting thing, actually.
Damn, I'm on there. It's like some fucking Indiana Jones riddle and shit, man. Okay. You know, you must pass the 3 tests to get to the fucking Photoshop forums. Fuck. The penitent man kneels before the IP renewal. Yeah. Anyhow, before I blew your train of thought offline.
No, it's okay. It's quite all right. It happens a lot, actually. Moving on.
Let's cover this real quick. Dead celebrity of the week.
Yes, Claude. Who is our dead celebrity? And please give us their alphabetical categorization of celebrity.
Yes. To this week's dead celebrity is the sister of Venus and Serena Williams. And shot to death in Compton.
In Compton. What an irony. So we're talking at least a Q-level celebrity, really. She was actually not necessarily a celebrity, but as the articles say, she was the...
She was a celebrity.
She was the person who took care of the Venus sisters.
Therefore, it counts. Celebrity.
No, I'm not saying it's not going to count. I'm just saying that what level of celebrity...
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like income bracket.
No.
Okay, yeah, no. But that's the Spankwagon dead celebrity of the week.
Again, tell me when and me here. Well, okay, let's do a test here, real quick. Ready? Go for it.
Dead celebrity of the week.
How's that?
You don't even need to hold your hand up. All
right.
Try it again.
Dead. I'm sorry. Spankwagon presents the dead celebrity of the week.
Much better. Much better. I actually changed it so it didn't sound like we were on the end of like a runway covered in aluminum foil. You know, it's just sounded bad.
Could be worse.
How so?
Chewing aluminum foil.
Don't even say that. That just hurts.
It's not like you got fillings, right?
I do, actually. I have a lot of feelings.
Nothing more than feelings.
No, I do have a lot of fillings. Yeah. So I cannot... I put, like, the keys in my mouth and I get the tingle.
You know what happens, right, when you chew tinfoil?
The saliva, the electrical reaction.
Yeah, it's like a battery, man.
Mm-hmm. And it hits right to your nerves.
Chew and tinfoil, dude. Because it actually does go to your nerves, because what happens is the fillings right there will allow the electricity to pass through, because they are conductors, and it goes right into the nerves of your jaw and your teeth right there.
Thank you. Did you feel good poking me in the jaw right as you were saying that? You're like, right in your jaw, and I'm like,
right there,
thank
dude.
You. Yes, thanks.
Just imagine. Chewing tinfoil.
Oh, shit. Don't do that shit. All right, I think we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. You are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. We'll be back in a little bit, folks. Spankwagon.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away.
I didn't get a gun.
He buys a gun and steals a car. Tries to run, but he don't.
Can I borrow your bike, or do I have to kick you in the nuts and scare it?
I'll blow your friggin' head off!
As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand.
In the ghetto.
And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child
will burn.
And his mama cried.
Hey, Kenny.
See you next time, eating the pudding.
I tell you, it won't. You know, he fucked up.
And no,
he got due process.
He got railroaded.
No,
man.
He didn't get he railroaded. Got you don't know.
He got railroaded.
You don't know.
He got railroaded just as sure as Harriet Tubman was on the Underground Railroad. Okay.
You think the fucking Underground Railroad was like a train car and tracks?
It's not how it goes. The London, you know. Never mind. You know.
Anyhow,
you're trying to paraphrase A Fish Called Wanda. Yeah. Apes don't read philosophy. Yes, they do. They just don't understand it. And the London Underground is not a political movement.
No, that's funny. All right, hey, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And we are, let's see, we are here.
Yes, and Chong is in jail, so if you guys like want to help get Chong out.
He's going to be out in 9 months.
Best not.
He's been sentenced. It's not like fucking Kevin Mitnick where they didn't know what they were going to do with him.
Man.
Or stalled, as in the case where...
Hey, man, they're both political prisoners.
Chong ain't a fucking political prisoner?
Yes, he is, man.
How is Tommy Chong a political prisoner?
He's standing up for his beliefs, man.
No, he sold fucking bongs.
So?
Okay.
He believes bongs should be sold, man. And it's not like he's selling fucking, you know, bootleg songs, dude. Okay, it's not like he was selling nuclear waste, dude. He was selling bongs, man.
Yeah.
Free Chong.
Oh, unbelievable. I think you're...
Free
you know,
Chong. Free
you're not even
Chong.
A stoner.
Free Chong. Ah, I know.
You're not even a stoner and you want to do this. You don't even understand what's going on.
He
was caught providing drug paraphernalia, which is against the law. It's a law that's on the books.
I never heard that law.
Ignorance doesn't mean anything. You've proven your ignorance several times, and we still like you.
Free Chong.
Case in point. Moving
man,
on.
He's an innocent
hey!
Man, dude. Nelson Mandela, man.
Vegas, he's free, too.
Yeah, man, but, like, he was incarcerated for his beliefs as well, unfairly by the man.
Yeah, unfairly. Very unfair, actually.
Right.
That was in the land of apartheid.
Yeah, man.
Racial segregation.
This is the land of herbal apartheid. Free Chong.
Do you have a license to go fishing?
No.
God.
It expired.
You could have fooled me. Moving on. Trawling in the stream, these fish, they will not bite.
I was working on, I was watching TV and I saw this CD for, you know, a double CD for like 40 great fishing songs. So I'm figuring like I could like write some angst songs about fishing.
Two half empty discs. Angst songs.
Angst songs about fishing.
Trawling in. Yeah, you got that one already.
Yeah.
Moving on.
These five fishing lose a photo.
We got some new slot machines in town.
Yeah.
Hear about this?
Penny slots. Let's go to the Western. We got to play.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Saturday Night Live introduced a line of slot machines here in Vegas. With the Saturday Night Live band, Dan Aykroyd, and also Kevin Nealon. Mm-hmm. They were just kind of out here hanging out. I guess it was, the Palms where they were hanging out?
Yes, and, yes, it was the Palms.
It was the Palms where they were introduced?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Local casino owned by Maloof.
Yes.
And they were introducing these themed ones that have Church Lady, Conehead's, Blues Brothers, Pumping Up with Hans and Franz, and a one called Saturday Night Frenzy. You know, I don't know about you, but when you read the quote, and I think I liked how you read that quote.
Which one?
Oh, where
oh
was
I know
it?
The quote.
You, do you know the quote where it was?
Yeah. Then, when the time was...
Oh, yeah, it wasn't it. Oh, man.
You know, get a goddamn thing
here. Was it the one
here.
That you yeah, know you've
I
made
know.
It?
I know, yeah, hold on. Third paragraph, top fucking row, you couldn't find it. God damn. Stalling. If your work means something and you do it long enough, whether you're dead or alive, you end up on a slot machine, Dan Aykroyd said. We're going to be on slots, dude.
We're a little more obscure than them.
Dude, we're going to have spank wagon slot machines,
I don't think IGN would want to have to make slot machines of you.
Dude, it's going to be fucking
great. No, could you imagine it? Because we go out in the fucking public, and the first thing I'd hear is, hey, you're the cable guy. You know, I see you on a slot machine, too.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, man, check it out. You spin the reels. Right? Clicker, licker, spinning
Clicker,
the reels.
Clicker, licker for spinning the reels. That's
right,
that's pretty good,
right.
Yeah. What else would you incorporate with a slot machine?
I forgot.
We got the Clicker Liquor Incorporated.
The Clicker Liquor right there, you know. We're going to do some other stuff, too. You know, it's like the jackpot grows as my sideburns do. Fucking
so light up sideburns. So we have pretty much you and the Clicker Liquor pop on this machine.
Yeah. We're going to put you on there, too, dude.
Okay.
Like, you know, every time you lose, we go,
ha! What?
Do that noise you do. The, ha! You know, like, you know that noise. The panicked, scared noise.
What the, ha!
No.
Ha! I have no clue.
Okay, let me see if I make you do it. Chewing tinfoil, getting anally raped. Okay, no, that wasn't it. Okay, it's a little too hardcore. Calm down, boy. Calm down.
No. I don't know. I mean, but will you play? You don't gamble. So I mean, and
no,
I don't gamble much anymore.
No.
So
I've never touched a slot machine.
So I don't know about you, but I don't know. Saturday Night Live slot machines. I guess that's right up there with the Beverly Hillbilly slot machines.
Yeah, boring.
I Dream of Jeannie slot machines.
Kitsch.
What other kitschy one? Oh, Adam's Family slot machines? Monopoly slot machines? Yahtzee slot machines.
I still don't understand that. We're going to be slot machines, man. We're going to be up there, dude, we're going to have, like, light-up heads on the top right there, man.
That just bounce between our fists.
Yeah, there we go, dude.
Look like fucking Clicker Lickers.
Clicker
but, yeah,
Lickers
okay,
Spain.
So we're going to start. You know what? Woo. More slot machines in Vegas. What?
We're going to be
slot. $200 a year for tax on a slot machine? Each individual machine?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So, hey, bring them in. Pay more taxes.
With payouts that cover 4 city blocks. There you go, dude.
Thank you.
That's how big the casino will have to be to house our slot machines in my ego. Slot machines.
God,
dude.
There's a lot of fucked up news. By the way, if you're flying lately, don't be stupid. And don't try to rush the pilot's cabin, and also don't get up and try to open up the door, no matter what
you
do. Because two occurrences. We have one guy who was trying to open up the pilot's cabin, was totally freaking out.
Fucking idiot.
This guy named James Drake was 53 years old, taken into custody Thursday morning after South African Flight 7799 landed at Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport. The plane's crew told authorities Drake tried to rush the cockpit door at about 6 a.m., some 2.5 hours before the plane was scheduled to land in Atlanta. He was subdued by two passengers, a deputy sheriff and a psychiatrist. What luck. The FBI said the incident was not an attempted terrorist act. Drake is a U.S. citizen, but his hometown was not immediately known. This is the second time he's done this. He did this once in 1987, very similar on a domestic flight where he rushed the cockpit. So here's my question. Was it alcohol?
Uh-uh, sorry.
You okay there, dude?
Yeah, fine. I was zoning out.
Okay, apparently you were. Well, so what do you think? Alcohol, drugs, just mental stupidity? What the fuck causes people to want to do that? The last thing I want to do when I'm in a plane is land unexpectedly.
Well, nobody wants to do that.
Ah!
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this guy was rushing the goddamn cockpit.
Why don't we ask him? Sounds like it's time for a spankwagon interview. Let's call his lawyer. Why'd he do it?
No comment. Oh, thank you. Bye. Yeah. Click. No. I don't know.
Because he couldn't be heard, man. He couldn't make a comment. That's why he couldn't do it.
Yeah, really. He was being held down by the man.
Yeah.
Another one.
Hey, man. I just got to say one thing, man. Chong would never do that.
No, he's too fucking lazy. Scandinavian Airlines also had the same problem, or similar kind of problem. A flight bound for Oslo, Norway, from London Heathrow, had to turn back after a passenger repeatedly tried to open a back door while the plane was still in the air. The official said the flight was never in danger, but several eyewitnesses feared the worst because the flight crew, right up until, you know, right before the flight crew was in, managed to calm him down. So we have another guy trying to get the fuck out of a plane when he's not supposed to.
You know what, man? Why can't they just keep that as a section in the back, pressurize it off, and let the asshole open up the door and go flying?
I don't know. I think that would be construed as murder. Voluntary or not, that'd still be murder.
It's UK. It's legal there. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right up on your UK law. So,
dude,
yeah.
Man, UK, man. Home of the Sex Pistols, man.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure that, you know, that rubs off quite a bit on the barristers and the PM, dude.
Sure.
Well, you don't think Tony Blair's a big fucking, you know, Johnny Rotten fan?
He might be.
Dude, I could picture Tony Blair totally going, I want to be an NRK. Peace off, Queen! You can't! Or we'll can't. There you go.
Yikes. Moving on.
So, I know a lot about English community.
Are you tired all of a sudden?
No, I'm just, I got a fucking headache, actually.
Gave yourself a fucking headache.
Yeah. No, I know a lot about England, you know,
Chung,
culture, man.
Chung, my forehead.
I know. No, I saw Snatch, man.
What a bad film to compare it to.
Snatch. Oh, you're cueing me on, dude. You're like, you said something. I was like, going to let you like have it. I thought you had.
No, actually, I was wondering what you're, because you're like just going.
I know, dude. Oh, I'm trying to. Oh, okay.
Are we going to have to call the show early because of
no,
you?
No, no, no. I'm fine. Hold on.
You're going to fucking ruin the show.
Mellow.
He's.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right.
All right.
Moving on.
All right.
Let's see.
Is that a little slow spot, man? It's the attention breaker.
That's it's like 7 o'clock, dude. Is this your bedtime?
That's better than a butterscotch and green NyQuil enema.
Ew.
Got to go the gross out factor.
Oh, but the green NyQuil with the one with the butterscotch was the worst.
Green? Did you see my screen name today?
No.
That was my screen name, dude. Butterscotch and green NyQuil.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
I guess we got another idiot who's a huge Kobe Bryant fan. Swiss man offered.
Chick Hearn.
Close.
No.
Swiss man offered $3 million to Kobe Bryant's defense team to, you know, silence the accuser.
You know what,
by
dude?
Whatever means necessary.
In all honesty, I'm telling you right now, I feel that Kobe Bryant is innocent. Gut feeling. I don't like sports, so it has nothing to do with like being a fucking hardcore fan or anything.
Okay.
I don't think he did it. I think he have sex? Yeah.
Was it adultery? Yes.
Yeah. Was it consensual? You bet your ass. Did he rape her? Fuck no. Kobe Bryant, okay, he looks to me like the type of dude that said, you know what, it was a weak moment, I got horny. But if he had really have thought it out or thought that this shit was going to happen, he had either A, jacked off, B, brought his wife with him, or C, got a fucking escort.
Yeah.
Gut fucking feeling. Or D, you know, because he can afford it, flown to Nevada.
Of course.
Thank you, Ben Stettman. Can you get pussy in Pahrump? Of course.
Of course.
Ben Stettman, you know.
But yeah, the guy.
Alternate reality.
The guy named Patrick Garber. There you go. 31 agreed to carry out a killing for $3 million.
Yeah.
The L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca. He made the offer to Bryant's security director and met several times with undercover detectives before finally getting arrested. Now, this is the second time.
I'm telling you right now, the whole fucking world is against this woman. It's totally, my feeling is, yeah, and everybody's got a feeling about this, it's totally unfounded. Woman has a fucking history of mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a fuck, she's already, like, I know at least one confirmed, I've heard a rumor of a second, attempted suicide.
Since this all broke?
No, in her entire life before this. She's a fucking nut job, dude. My gut feeling is she either A, saw fucking cash, or B, is fucking totally crazy to imagine it happened that way, okay? If she passes a lie detector test, it's because she's made this up in her own fantasy world.
And she believes it 100%. That's right. One of the big problems with lie detector tests. That's why you can't use them.
Yeah. But in my opinion right there, she opened herself up for this. After this trial is all said and done, and I'll seriously feel bad for Kobe Bryant because of this, because he'll be investigated for it. I know it. I wouldn't be surprised if she does disappear or turn up dead. People hate her guts. Fucking horrible, dude. There was a girl that went to her same school, a woman now, didn't look exactly like her, but had the exact same name and simply had blonde hair.
Okay.
They put her fucking yearbook, high school yearbook photo, and said it was her.
Whoops.
So this woman started getting death threats and had to go on CNN and said, it was not me, goddammit. It's not me. I like Kobe Bryant. So it was like, okay then.
And then all the calls stopped.
Yeah, all that stopped then. But she had to like go on TV to say, dude, it's not me.
That means that she had to get all the sports network stuff and all the, you know, ESPN and all that good shit. That's pretty fucked up, though. I mean...
No. She got in the spotlight to say, hey, leave me the fuck alone, and got out.
No, I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about, it's pretty fucked up.
The fact that she had to do that?
Yeah, she had to do that, because that's the second time that happened. I guess I was just reading the news. Somewhere like in Georgia, there was a bank robbery, but instead of putting up the bank robber's photo, they kept putting up a customer's photo.
Oh, shit.
So the customer, you know, is like, no, I'm not, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Shit, you're not. Oops, sorry, have a nice day. Please don't sue us in the back, you know, as a forethought or afterthought.
Yeah. So what were you saying about there, Bubba? Somebody named Richard Jewell?
You know?
No, yeah, she opened up a Pandora's box.
But what the
box.
Fuck is wrong with some of these fans? If you got super fucking fans like this that are going, I'll kill him for you.
That is loyalty, dude.
Fuck that loyalty. That's some scary fucking shit.
Dude, I am sure that there are Spankwagon listeners right now that would kill for us.
No.
If the circumstances were the same.
Yeah, like it was a fly. Get that fly, I'm afraid! Ah, slap. Okay, that's about as far as it's going to go.
No way, man.
You know, but
no
I mean...
No way. No way.
What I'm talking about, though, is that you got someone like Kobe Bryant, you got these athletic fans, you've got people like that, they're all just going ape shit. What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just looking at the screen.
Oh. Just going ape shit, they're like...
You said Reverend was asleep.
He was a while ago.
No, I woke up.
Quite like you.
Hey.
Sorta.
I think Reverend would kill for us.
No, I don't think he would.
Reverend would.
Nope.
You gotta die.
Nope, I don't think he would.
Sure he would.
Moving on, though, like I was trying to
I'm sorry, Pepsi guest. All right.
Ooh. Yes, as I was... going to say, though, is like you got all these people that, you know, like the guy from Iowa City, you know, the guy from L.A., all wanting to kill for an athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, they can't, you know.
That's how beloved they are.
But what do they do for these people?
They entertain them.
That you sit on your ass and watch it? Ooh.
Yes, that's the point.
I love drag racing. I never threatened to kill someone who tried to ruin John Forrest's life.
Have you never seen the fucking show Arliss?
Once in a blue moon, because I can't stand Robert Wall.
Neither do I, but I love Sander. Oh, damn. Anyhow. No, he even says at the beginning, and it's totally dead on the little monologue thing during the fucking opening right there, okay, that people live out their dreams through athletes. Do people get way into that shit? Oh, hell yes, I'm going to agree. Is it healthy that when your team loses to fucking riot? No, it's not. It's
hell, what are you talking about? Half the time, if the team wins, they fucking riot.
Right. Okay, well, yeah. Okay. Right in fucking general, okay?
Okay.
It's not healthy at all, obviously. But people, man, they see themselves in these athletes, man. That's how fucking embedded it is, man. That's what motivates people to be like their fucking heroes to, you know, via being consumers.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You think anybody gave a fucking shit and said, you know, Michael Jordan's a good, solid athlete, I like him, and that's it? You think there would have been Aaron fucking Jordan?
No.
Exactly. People see this shit and they think it's an attack upon themselves.
Here's the thing, though. Here is the thing. You know, you want to compare Jordan. Jordan was way different. And you can't really bring licensing into it because licensing is perception, okay?
No one's seen
LeBron James really play a pro game, but yet he has his own $80 million contract. Fuck that. You can't bring the licensing. You know, I understand that people have to live vicariously. I mean, I got to go to drag racing and go, oh, yeah, well, we talk about cars and shit like that, and we'll go into detail. I'm not a, you know, I mean, there are people who are like Steve Jobs fanatics, you know, to where there's, you know, Apple supporters that I suppose if Steve Jobs got accused of something like this and was brought up on charges, they'd go fucking nuts. But Zuntai. It's retarded, though. You
totally
can't
didn't catch that.
I didn't either.
Smack.
Smack. Yeah, and the thing is, though, is the fact that, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand how a person can be that much of a fan. You're on your fucking ass watching a TV show, is what it is. You're watching a sponsored by this, time block paid for, these athletes are in it, TV show, sports program.
Yes, exactly. You're,
yeah, great. But they don't do anything for you except
entertain you, man. Your hopes, your dreams, you live through them, okay?
They're making so many millions of dollars, they don't care about you.
It's not about if they care about you or not. The plain fact of the matter is, man, when you have your team, you go to 51 game, games,
once
right?
Once in a while, yes.
Okay, when a team loses, are you like, aw, shucks, they lost?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Just amplify that, man, to the point.
I guess I can't, because I can't. I don't get that connected to.
Well, I'm not connected either. I hate fucking sports in a lot of ways. They fucking dull me. I hate football. I have come to find out, though, that I really enjoy soccer, especially when it's England versus Brazil.
Yes, they're psychos.
Oh, God. Gotta.
I tell English, you, dude, one thing's.
English soccer hooligans are the best fucking sports people in the world. I'd love to see the Oakland Raiders fans and the fucking Newcastle fans get together one day and just fucking fight.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be great.
You know, one thing I will say is, you know, when I was over in Italy, when we were told, like, at certain times we were not going downtown no matter what, and we're like, well, why? There's a soccer game. So, they will try to kill you.
Yeah.
Why? Because they will be pissed about a goal or a bad call or something like that.
Yeah.
They have to build these stadiums. They build these stadiums out of purely nothing but steel and concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's flammable is really controlled because they will always try to burn down the stadium if they lose.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, how can you be so... I just don't get it. But then again...
Do you love your country?
Yes.
You like America?
Absolutely.
If somebody invaded America, like if there were foreign people, if fucking Red China showed up on the beach of L.A., man, and you were called upon to defend your homeland on its own soil, would you?
That, in a way, is a little more political than I'd like to discuss. No.
No.
You know why? Because I wouldn't...
No. Hear me out. You feel a connection to your country, right? So you would, like, defend something like that?
To a certain extent,
right,
yes.
Right,
Whoa.
Hold on.
Because I am only saying to a certain extent.
Okay.
You're trying to say I'd go fucking die for my country, and I won't do that.
No, hold on. But you get the idea.
I get
you
the point.
You get the idea, right?
Right.
Okay, now... For the goals of consumerism and marketing, it's not just you. They don't just instill team pride; they instill fucking patriotism.
What about nationalism? Let's take it to the gross factor.
Fine,
nationalism.
Fine. That's what they do. That's what they do to get people to follow these teams so they can buy shit. And things like this are a side effect. Now, something very interesting too. I didn't know this was the second till you told me. As well, I didn't know there was a second person offered to kill her.
Yeah, there was that guy in Iowa that wrote the letter or did something like that.
Yeah, and I am telling you right now, it's going to be like fucking Taxi Driver. There'll be people out there want to kill a fucking president so they can, like, marry fucking Jodie Foster. Okay, Taxi Driver had that weird effect on certain people with certain profiles. It really did. Many people even fucking stalked Jodie Foster.
Yes.
Okay? Fucking weird shit. And it's the same thing, man. There is people are so into this right there, and there is something about it. You and I can agree that we feel that it's fake. I don't feel it was rape.
Right.
Okay. But and we agree on that right there. But there are some people, man, this triggered something, man. And yeah, part of it's built up, man. Look at, in all honesty, Tyson, I don't believe he raped that other woman.
See, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that. Like, I'm sort of
Tyson
this.
Was a little kid. Maybe he was like, you know, maybe he might have fucking got kind of agitated or whatnot. But I'm pretty sure she could have left if it was really unconsensual. Otherwise, I don't think Tyson would have done that. Tyson's not somebody who can express himself. But anyhow, I think that's what it is. And I think this is just you have that type of patriotism, that type of nationalism instilled in sports fans to drive them to be like their own fucking. To live vicariously through their own heroes that they have been force-fed to say, this is who you should be like, and they achieve said goals through the purchase of tangible goods.
Now let's say that Kobe Bryant is found guilty.
If
and these fucking psycho fans, you know...
They'll snap.
It will not be a situation of, oh yeah, you're right, you're right. No, no, no. They'll snap. It'll hate will turn from the fucking accuser to the prosecutors. You watch. If that happens, I guarantee it.
Okay. Moving all right, on. We're going to go ahead and wrap up this segment. And,
it's a good thing I'm awake again.
Yeah, very good thing you're awake again.
Yeah.
So of course, we're going to wrap it up for this segment. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back here in a few moments, a few minutes.
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
The best there ever will be.
It's beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
Mad props.
Hey, Claude.
Yeah.
You know what time it is, right?
It's time for you to turn the reverberator.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Four. No, it's not. Can't overuse that. Want to save it for the.
Will you move on?
Well, I'm so glad tonight to be here to present.
Reverb's off. Things. It just got bored.
All right, turn back on. Okay, you ready?
Sure. Right.
It's time for
Mad Props.
I don't. You know, I can't seem to get the echo to work on this. Hold on. Keep talking.
Mad props in a minute. Georgia.
I can't do it.
No.
Check. Fuck it.
Right. Mullet. I'm like I'm Indian.
Oh, la, la, la.
Mad props.
There you go.
All right, let's give up the mad props. Those of you who are brave enough to stick around in the chat room, hang out with us, and be recognized, because sometimes that's not a good thing. Since Claude's tired, though, we're not really going to do
I'm
mad
not
props.
Tired, man.
We're not
I'm
doing mad
away.
Props.
Well.
What are we going to do? We're going to do mediocre props. Slightly agitated props.
Agitated props. Yeah, kind of agitated.
Agitated?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Agitated props.
Mad props, starting with Spankwagon Radio. Oh, that's us. Never
that's mind. Us, of course. Let's give some agitated props to B&M.
Yeah, agitated props.
Let's give some agitated props to a Clicker Licker winner from last week, Chizad.
You won one. Why are you mad props, I guess.
Let's give mad props to the man who had himself set as a way sleeping but was in actuality at a grocery store.
Mad props. Yeah,
Reverend Hammer.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were sleeping because you had to deliver to be there early for tomorrow.
Let's give mad props to someone who does listen every single week and keeps the Arizona Anime site up and running.
Mad props.
Toe. Let's give mad props to the man who at least gives some bandwidth about, lets me run my HTML site like that.
Is this over yet? Yeah, mad props.
Virtual one. And there's this week's agitated props.
That's pretty funny,
that's slightly annoyed props. I don't know why.
Should have had your wife come up here and do that.
She's out just saying, professional tip here. Figure out how you're going to do the echo for mad props before the show starts.
Mad props.
You know what, Chizad? I think it's more along the lines of we know that people should figure out we're just kind of fucking around right now. Right.
Put me on the props.
Of course, nobody probably heard that because they have the mic up next to my face. Because inside joke due to a fact that I couldn't get with the goddamn recording, but that's all right.
You know what? Chizad just says, hey, maybe he was sleeping at the grocery store. Reverend Hammer, bum.
Bum.
You got 50 cents.
Hey, buddy, you got a little change. My favorite is, dude, I just got out of the hospital. I need 50 more cents for a bus ride. Where are you going? I broke for that habit real quick. Dude, you know there's
no,
like a,
you know, another one.
Dude,
another?
I need money to go get the $1.50 steak and eggs breakfast over at the Girls' Spike. Dude, that sounds pretty good, man. I think I'm gonna go get one. Thanks.
Oh,
I love that.
That's awesome. No, I had one.
You got spare change, spare shit. No, I'm gonna get breakfast now.
another thing. I had a bum come up to me. I'm trying to get back to California.
We talked about that on the show, didn't I?
We've talked about that. They're all trying to get back to California.
I know.
I got my wife and my baby, and we're trying to get to California. So why just stop in Vegas?
Yeah, I know. California, land of fruits and nuts, man.
I always tell them, hey, it's only like an hour and a half west.
You got to learn the rules of the road.
No.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that shit because I've already done that. Yeah, you want to hear my funny ass story about that? Check the archive.
Yeah, really, it's in there. Hey, TV reporters are being. Okay, Hurricane Isabel came through earlier this week, right?
Dude, it's still there, dude.
It's still there.
It's wreaking havoc. It's of a biblical proportional.
Right. So, anyhow, one of the things the police and everybody is telling people to do is if you're going to be dumb enough to stay and not evacuate, mm-hmm. could you please take a permanent marker and write your full name on your arm mm-hmm. so we can identify the body? I'm like, damn.
Hey man.
Hardcore.
They're fucking idiots, dude.
Well,
hurricane coming. 500 miles wide with 130 mile per hour winds, mm-hmm. and you're going to stay here, you're a fucking tar.
I saw a photo of, I saw some video of Virginia Beach where we hung out at when we were in, when
oh,
we
yeah?
were in Virginia. Trashed. That pier and stuff that we saw that had the seashell shops and the ice cream shops and the gift shops tore up and gone.
Really, dude?
At least from what I saw from some photos. It's that same one. Anyhow, you know who's really being fucking idiots about the whole staying behind?
Let's see. It's not necessarily residents.
Nope.
No. Let's see. I've seen these people, I know, because there were six simultaneously on CNN.
Reporters. Reporters are being big fucking asshats in the pipe. And they are, basically what they're doing here is they're to get the better story, they're tying themselves to polls.
Fucking idiots.
That, you know, they're putting themselves right in the middle for ratings.
Let Spankwagon give you an idea of what it's like. Blow into your microphone. Yeah, it's a little bad out here. I've just shit my at any moment. I'm going to have my head got hit with lightning, but I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, that was pretty much Spankwagon's coverage of Hurricane Isabel. And we did
dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, we
Damn, the clicker maker pop makes a good teletype machine. Shit! I never thought of that! Damn!
You gotta understand, people. He is staring at that clicker licker.
I'm like amazed. I'm not trying to get laughs. Fuck you. I don't care if you think it's funny or not. I'm amazed. I never thought of that. Shit! We have to invest more money into becoming Foley artists on this show.
You know what? I did it with like a bloody nose if I was a Foley artist. You'd swing something. Here, this will sound like a thud, like a fist. Schwap. What was it? A fist. Fuck.
You don't have a cousin, Patty. You lied to me. Whack. Quick, someone's approaching.
Oh, Jesus. Anyhow, moving on. But no, basically all kinds of newsmen from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN,
yeah,
Fox.
CNN had six simultaneously.
They were all hanging out in the rain, and a lot of locals are going, you know, the ones that did stay behind, they're going, why did they tell us to, you know,
evacuate
and they're all coming in? I don't know.
It's because they don't have permanent fucking interest here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the truck washes away, that's insurance. And look at that house, man. That just collapsed. Wow, that's a great story coverage. Somebody's life is lost, and it's like a 30-second spot, which is like looped for about 3 hours, and then forgotten.
Yep, exactly.
That's why they stay out there.
Other stupid news, because, you know, the hurricane shit. You didn't think of that as a teletype.
That's too fat. I gotta...
Oh, well. Moving on. Why? Chazad's going to yell at us again. Please stop.
Dude. Shit, I'm going to have to integrate that somehow. I'm going to start having to, like...
Moving on.
Do customized clicker.
Three people have been arrested. This is something you might be able to relate to and understand.
What, being arrested? Fuck you.
No, let me finish. The traffic light cameras and stuff like that.
Oh,
and all the traffic cameras.
Blame the white man.
Hold on, shut the fuck up. So anyhow, as I'm trying to say here... Three were arrested because they were playing around with the traffic light cameras and things like that, zooming in on women, staring down their tops, basically playing around with it. As they were trying to say, they were saying, you know, we were investigating some criminal activity. Dude, I've seen some of the photos on there as to what they were zooming in on. It was all like chicks and tits. And then if they zoomed in on a bunch of guys, the guys would like start clowning around for the camera,
uh-huh.
and then the guys would just follow the guys with the camera. It was like a big fucking frat party at the controls. These are state troopers that control this. So it's like state troopers that were bored and felt like staring at women's tits.
Is this a bust? It's very impressive, yes.
Exactly. Because I know you seem to like those camera systems because you're like showing me the benefits of the LA camera system.
No, I like camera systems where you can monitor the road. I don't like stoplight cameras. Those are different.
But no, these aren't the ones that take type photos. These are video cameras. These are live feed video cameras like what we get every morning.
Yeah.
Until 8 a.m. on Channel 4 where they show like all the different...
I've never seen myself on there. I'm going to have to record it one day just to see my car.
You won't. And that'll be it.
Nuh-uh. I'll have somebody sitting at home. Did you see me? No. Can I make a U-turn?
Oh, Jesus. I can believe you doing that.
Believe me, you know I will.
One of the last bits of news articles here. Some guy followed your lead and attempted
some young
to
guy?
Pay... attempted to pay for $150 in groceries with a $200 bill that was bearing George W. Bush's portrait.
No, no, wait, wait. Everybody has to remember, I heard this story on CNN, and I'm like, oh, my God, man. Who would be... I'm thinking, somebody was fucking stupid enough to do that, man, or, you know, to try to get away with it. Then I read this next portion when Trencher brings me the news tonight when we're doing our little briefing.
When we actually do have our pre-show.
Yes. Read.
Okay, you were going on. You just stopped. I mean,
it was your cue.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, basically
the teleprompter.
Really, the phony Bush bill, a copy of which you'll find it's on several websites. I think I got mine from Smoking Gun.
Typical of you.
Basically, the best part about it isn't the fact that the guy attempted to pay. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. It's this next section, which I loved, and I didn't realize.
Yeah, the cashier accepted the counterfeit note and gave the man $50 in change. In a separate event involving a different prep, they attempted the same thing, caught the guy. But
they caught the other guy that tried to use it.
The guy that did it just recently, though, paid $200 bill, gave it to the clerk, and the clerk gave him back $50 in change.
Because he spent $150 in groceries. Now, you know
what? No, he didn't spend jack for groceries.
Said $150 worth of groceries.
Yeah, worth of groceries, but he didn't pay anything for them.
Thank you. God damn. Can you nitpick further?
Yes.
Fuck. No, what makes me laugh about this is, check this out. You know for a fact that they didn't catch this till they were counting till at the end of the night.
You know they didn't catch it till they were counting the drawer. They were counting that drawer that night, and they went...
And some guy's looking at this going, what the fuck?
Exactly. I've had a similar experience. I've told you this. I don't know if I've told everybody out there in Spankwagon world here, but I was at a Dairy Queen, and this is down in this is back in Waterloo. It was next door to my friend Tony's house.
They have Dairy Queen there?
Yeah.
I thought it was only a West Coast thing.
No. Anyhow, so we were at a Dairy Queen, one of the older ones. Really love Dairy Queen, but that's another story altogether.
Ah, I love Waxy Dairy ice Queen. Cream.
It's good stuff. Anyhow, moving on.
I like Foster's Freeze, dude.
Moving on.
Let's see it for the anyhow. Yeah. You went to the Dairy
Queen. So they went to the Dairy Queen.
Went to the DQ.
Went to the DQ, and the guy, you know, guy ordered like a bunch of, you know, stuff for him and his kids and stuff like that. And he pays with like a $20 bill. The clerk goes, "Well, I got it, you know, a 10 and a 5, or a 10, and, you know, I have a 10 and a couple ones left. Can I pay you the rest in quarters?" And the guy's kind of thinking, and he's him-hawing. He's going, "Well, I don't really want to take quarters, but okay. I'm cool with that." You know, at the same time, she was sending another person there out to go get change from the bank down the road.
Yeah.
So anyhow, she starts handing him these quarters, and he starts grinning like a retarded lunatic. They weren't quarters. They were Susan B. Anthony's.
Oh, shit.
So she she gave him all these quarters. They were Susan B. Anthony's. $12. Like $12.25 and Susan B.'s alone.
Wow, he made out like a raped ape.
Yeah, he did. So
that's fucking
His ice cream like costed all of like $7 or whatever, and he ended up getting paid $12.
We had a similar fun experience, you know.
We did.
Me and my family.
Oh, okay.
Went to In-N-Out, ordered like a large amount of food for us right there, you know, for dinner and then for like lunch previous, you know, this is like years ago. And end up getting like a, you know, a shitload of food because they also are getting for other people as well. Someone said, "Hand us we order, pull up." Woman hands us the food. Goes, "All right, have a good night." All right, bye. It just took off.
Let's see, things I've done in drive-thrus. There's been times where, if you cut in line in a drive-thru, it really throws off their system. I've ordered and then pulled out of the drive-thru.
Done that many times, being frustrated.
That one really fucks the system.
Del Taco has made a nice way to try to curb that, though.
They put big fucking curbs
up. Curb.
Big fucking curbs. But yeah, most newer places have this big curb so you can't drive out. But the best part is you just pull away and they can't do shit. Let's see, other things we've done in drive-thrus. Me and Vert, actually, Vert...
We should do that, dude.
Rode backwards. Drove backwards into a drive-thru. He's like, "This will be fun." He drove backwards into a drive-thru, and I did all the ordering, you know?
Of course.
And the car in front of us kept trying to, like, flash their lights and blind us, and Vert's like, "You know, I should bring out my million candle-watt light. Just put it on the dash to tell him don't try that."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Well, we're already fucking around as it is. I don't think I'd want to, you know, push that." But
should have, man. That's great, man. I think we should do that, man. We should go to, like, to some place like that, order food. You know, get up next in line, then drive out, and then get back in and order more food.
Something worth trying. So anyhow, that's
that.
Do it
in your car, not mine. Hey, you know what we got to do tonight?
You got the bourbon. Or that's
Faygo.
Oh, that's right. We do. We have
gotta to make a Faygo run.
You know what, though? I'm going to say this because you said it, and it's not because I've listened to the commercials way too often, but you know what sounds really good right now?
Hmm.
A double triple. Or maybe even a single double. I think I got to go to In-N-Out tonight for food.
You don't want to grill? You're not going to barbecue, man?
Nah, fuck that.
You're going to be a man.
Now you're a man! I think we need to go to In-N-Out and look at their biblical coats on their cups. Anyhow.
Yeah, they do.
I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for the week because we're completely unprepared and we don't...
Sorry, we got 10 minutes of stuff, man.
Amateur radio.
Nah, where was that thing I was reading?
Oh, Reverend Hammer, ordering over the PA speaker. That's right, he wouldn't... Was it you who wouldn't pull up to the speaker? You would order through your speaker with their windows up to their speaker? And so also I remember, yeah, Reverend also brings up the fact that we used to use CBs because you could knock out Hardee's.
You were
Arles
telling me
Jr.
this. Yes, you were telling me this.
You could knock out their whole computer system.
Whenever you keyed up.
Whenever you keyed up a CB radio because of the frequencies and all that good shit.
You so, were telling me a little nasty thing you did, too.
Which one?
About how next door there was a boat shop in the roof.
Yeah, we always talked about taking the hidden transmitter, dumping it there, and then watching everything drop off. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Never did.
I thought you said you did that.
We always talked about doing it.
Lying whore.
I'm not a lying whore.
But you would tell me about
the
WBM
arena was right next to Hardee's, and we figured if they really wanted, if we really wanted to fuck with them, Nate and I, you know, could bring that thing anywhere because he fucking Vert's a monkey. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. He will climb up poles upside down just to do it, and people always wonder what the fuck's wrong with him, you know.
Hey Vert, want to come to Vegas? Land of pole climbers. Happy New Year, brzap!
But we always talked about taking that thing and putting it right there.
I know, you've told me the stories where you'd get in line and then just key up.
Get in line and key up. One Hardee's we went to, it was me, Ragman, a bunch of other people. He keys up, thinking it won't, it'll just knock off their systems. No, no, no. He keys up and does even funnier. He keys up and goes, "Attention, Hardee's shoppers! The food you're about to eat has been purchased from McDonald's!" The manager bolts out of that little side hidden door they have near the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Who did that? Who did that? Who said that? Who went? It came over our intercom. What? Wow.
See, I couldn't be on a trip like that, man. I'd have to be, like, hidden in the back, man.
Yeah. There's other things that Vert's claiming to on here that I haven't seen him do, but that'd be fun. Because he knows how to get to know all the kind of different little radio frequencies. Could you imagine radioing up? Not even being near the place and ordering food.
We could probably do that.
That'd be fun.
You gotta have something to tip it off, though. Otherwise, they won't pay attention to the drive-thru. And sometimes they do have cameras. That's the only problem.
Well, out here, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Midwest, things are a little bit simpler.
You're poor.
Yeah.
Simpler.
Yeah, simpler.
Simple life. You're poor.
It's not... No. All right, you know what? I am going to wrap it up because I want to play a little bit of music, and I think... How did that make it into my playlist?
What? Flaming Lips?
No.
You liked...
Right above it.
Dig?
I told you I don't want that song, and you gave it to me.
It's a fucking killer song.
Let fucking duped.
Let the people hear it.
All right, we're going to cut it out, go out for the night. Thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Mad props, everybody.
We will see you next week, 6 o'clock, and maybe, just maybe, we might even be a little more prepared than we already are.
Indeed.
Probably not.
Spankwagon.
Have a good night.
please? Will that big Slim Shady please shut up? I repeat, will that big Slim Shady please shut up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never heard a whack person before. Rhymes are poor, 14 minutes are up, so I got one more. I had to come back, and now I'm worse than before. I'll make you snore, cause my tired song is boring you. It's the return of the, oh wait, hold on, don't try that. You heard what he sounds like, you're really gonna buy that? And Dr. Dre does. Everything, you idiots. How would I sound if Dre didn't lay the beats down? The world has had enough. Eminem sounding like a 12-year-old girl on helium. Look at him walking around trying to kiss Dre's ass, trying to impress you.
He's so weak, though.
I put Christina on blast on my new CD because I tried to hit on her and she rejected me. Sometimes I want to jump on a stage and just let loose, but I can't because I sound like the squirrel on Bullwinkle the Moose. The song is on your nerves. The song is on your nerves. I know I'm lucky because I got more fame than I deserve. And that's the message that I try to give to little kids. You can be famous and never know what talent is. Of course they're gonna like me because I'm like a cartoon version of Ricky Schroeder when he was on Silver Spoons. I ain't nothing but a product packaged to be bought up. You know, a year from now I won't be thought of. But I write about dead animals and cannibals because that'll shock people and sell records, and I hope. So if I can be ridiculous and talentless, I guess no one is hopeless. Look how bad this song is. I'm Slim Shady, and yes, I'm real grating. I talk like Peter Brady, and it's irritating. I know you're saying, Slim Shady, please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Well, I'm Slim Shady, and yes, I'm real grating. I talk like Peter Brady, and it's irritating. I know you're saying, Slim Shady, please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up.